With SRN News, I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. Secretary of State Marco Rubio has met with Hungary's Prime Minister Viktor Orban in Budapest as the two countries sign a civilian nuclear cooperation deal. Rubio says Hungary can expect strong support from the U.S.
If you face financial struggles, if you face things that are impediments to growth, if you face things that threaten the stability of your country, I know that President Trump will be very interested because of your relationship with him.
Iran's top diplomat has held talks with the UN nuclear watchdog in Geneva. That comes ahead of negotiations this week between the U.S. and Iran over that country's nuclear program.
Oman is hosting U.S.-Iran talks in Geneva on Tuesday. The talks come after President Trump moved another aircraft carrier to the region. Secretary of State Marco Rubio said it's too early to tell if the talks will amount to any concrete changes.
They'll have meetings. We'll see what happens.
Iran launched a drill in the maritime area around Iran on Monday for the second time in week.
That is Donna Warder reporting. There are no signs a partial government shutdown will end anytime soon. Correspondent Julie Walker reports California is just one of the many parts of the country forecast to get more winter weather this week.
The National Weather Service warning of a winter storm for parts of California stretching through the week. Meteorologist Jacob Spender in Sacramento says expect up to 8 feet of snow in higher elevations, a foot in lower-lying communities, along with showers and thunderstorms in the valley.
Heed any advisories or any advisories, warnings, or anything like that, because we are expecting major impacts, which is a result from the heavy snow combined with the windy conditions, especially up in the mountains.
The Weather Service also warning of major travel impacts.
Pack winter safety kits, anything to be prepared.
And that is a report from Julie Walker. This is SRN News. Canada may be expanding assisted suicide again.
The Quebec College of Physicians has released a statement saying that, quote, medical assistance in dying may be an appropriate treatment for infants suffering from extreme pain. The Canadian government has already expanded the assisted suicide option from just those who are terminally ill to those who are chronically ill, and in 2027 it will add those who are mentally ill. Pro-life advocates have warned that once legalized, the procedure always expands. Michael Harrington reporting.
A judge has blocked the Trump administration from cutting off hundreds of millions in public health grants to four Democratic-led states. At issue is a promotion of transgenderism and the use of diversity, equity, and inclusion programs. The Department of Health and Human Services told Congress it plans to withhold about $600 million allocated to California, Colorado, Illinois, and Minnesota. This is SRN News. A search team has discovered the wreck of a luxury steamer that sank in Lake Michigan in a gale more than 150 years ago.
The Loch LaBelle left Milwaukee in October 1872, headed to Grand Haven, Michigan when it started taking on water and sank. Eight people died. Shipwreck World says the sunken vessel was found about 20 miles offshore between Racine and Kenosha, Wisconsin, in 2022. The announcement was delayed because poor weather and other commitments kept a team from getting quality photos of the wreck until now. Rich Thomason reporting.
A bill in Washington State's Senate would raise money, some of it going to media outlets like the failing Seattle Times. Economist Steve Moore.
There's not a shortage of news. It's just the Seattle Times isn't providing news that people want or care about, and they can't make it in the free enterprise system.
And Moore says the plan would be a blueprint for government-dependent media. More on these stories at SRNnews.com.